In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is important for us all to take the time to reflect on these first 3 days of Lent, because they expound for us the great theme, which will be brought up again this Sunday. Our threefold mission during these 40 days: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. On Ash Wednesday, we heard about fasting. Yesterday, in the feria, we commemorated on the Feast of St. Thomas the importance of prayer. And today, the importance of acts of charity, of almsgiving. Certainly, in the Sermon on the Mount, from which we hear today, nothing incites more praise from those outside of the fold than these tenets of the Christian code. Truly, no one can find anything to say against the words of our Lord, at least in this. When he speaks about the importance of quiet, humble, anonymous charity, where he tells us today, when you give alms, do not do so as a hypocrite. Do not do so while sounding a gong before yourself in order to incite the praise of men. No, he says, when you do charity, let not your left hand know what your right hand doeth. And then your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. Today's Mass teaches us that these words of our Lord on the Mount are the fulfillment of the words of the prophet Isaiah, who gives us an important point for the examination of conscience today as we begin our Lenten fast. For the words of the Lord through the prophet are, behold, in the day of your fast, your own will is found, and you exact of all your debtors. The lesson for today's Mass is that without charity, without making a priority of works of generosity and charity toward our neighbor, and this, of course, does not need to mean monetary charity, rather acts of love and true generosity, not only toward our close relatives, toward those who love us, but even toward strangers, toward those whom we have ignored up until now, and even toward our enemies. This is the true mark of a Christian who observes Lent. Without this third counsel of unfeigned charity, what is our Lent? In what way, really, do we differ from modern worldlings who are perfectly happy to observe fasts, to exercise their body, stay in good shape, and even practice something like prayer, that is, have certain spiritual exercises, as they call them, acts of meditation, whether they borrow them from Eastern philosophy or simply have breathing exercises. They see the value of being restful, of calming oneself, of withdrawing oneself from the noise of the world from time to time. This is all, though, still a very far cry from true Christian fasting, Christian works of penance, and intimate conversation with God, which is the goal of prayer. And in fact, we cannot truly fulfill these first two counsels. We cannot fast in a Christian way and do penance in a Christian way, deny ourselves in food and drink, in noise, secular music, secular entertainment, and so on. Nor can we have this truly intimate prayer life with God throughout these 40 days if we do not make a priority of what truly marks us as Christians, that is, selfless acts of charity. Acts of charity for which we expect no reward, no praise among men. Truly, this must be our daily prayer. It is part of any act of true humility to pray to God that we may not be honored by the world for any of the good that we do, that our good may simply be good, that it may bear fruit, but that we care nothing for whether it goes unnoticed or not. This is that unfeigned charity we must pray to God starting today that we may make our own throughout every of these holy days.